Hello, my name is Tutu. I'm a member at Reach.
Hello, my name is Demo. I'm a member at Reach.
I'm Jacob, and I'm also a member at Reach. So the first topic we'll be talking about is how difficult it's been making friends or maintaining friendships during the pandemic or after.
Me personally, I think I lost contact physically with like all my friends, especially moving to like a new school. I couldn't like, it was hard to socialize again with so many people and just talk with many people.
For me, I guess during freshman year, I made a lot of new friends, but then once the pandemic hit and then sophomore year hit, I guess I sort of lost touch with them, but then since we go to the same high school, I saw them next year during junior year, so I mean, I was able to get close with them again. Yeah.
All right, for me, I feel like I kind of lost touch a little bit because I ended up switching schools, and it just, like, all my friends, we all, like, kind of, like, separated a little bit, but we kind of got in a little bit of touch, but it was a little bit hard to, like, maintain the friendship.
This also happens to, like, so many Americans because there was a study done in 2021 that says, like, 1 in 3 Americans, like, feel lonely during the pandemic just because most of them couldn't see their friends or family or their close ones because they had to isolate themselves. So, like, making friendship in general after the pandemic was a really, like, difficult thing for us to do, especially as teenagers. We couldn't socialize again, we couldn't talk to our friends. And it was just really difficult, like, starting the conversation again. And like I mentioned earlier, similar to what Damon said, I was also moving from middle school to high school. So it was hard for me to start talking with friends because I was, like, going into my freshman year and I just couldn't, like, start making friends. And I was from Edendale Middle School and nobody actually went to the same high school as I did.
All right, so the second point we'll be talking about is like our mental health and how it's been affected by the pandemic. For me, I guess my mental health during the pandemic was, I guess it was like just, it was the same, I guess, just doing school, just like less socializing with my friends and stuff. But I guess one thing is I got closer with my family because I was with them like almost every day.
I feel the same way. And for me, I say, like, it was hard for me to like to do work and not socialize with people and my teachers, cause it was really hard for like just to be at home and try to do schoolwork and just try to talk to people when you can't talk to people because you're stuck in the house.
Yeah, like 50% of like high school girls also like said their mental health was not good during the COVID-19. And I feel like I relate to that, specifically in my schoolwork. I couldn't like, see friends, teachers face to face. I couldn't ask questions. And just sometimes I would feel sad. Sometimes I would feel lonely. Sometimes I would cry. It was just going through a lot of emotions, just like in 1 year, just going through every emotions a girl could possibly go through. And it was hard, but at the same time, I was with my family, so that really helped me.
And then, because of the pandemic, there was a lot of, like, Asian hate and stuff. There's a poll, polls in both 2020 and 2021 that showed more than 35% of Asian Americans report their mental health has worsened during the pandemic, and 58% of Asian Americans said that from March 2020 and March 2021, reports about discrimination and violence against Asian people affected their own mental health. Even though mental health occurs among all races, like racial minorities suffer most from mental health the most during COVID-19. And the increase of Asian hate has also led to depression, anxiety, and fear for the Asian community.
Yeah, I would say that the Asian American community really suffered from Asian hate, and this had like a big toll on their mental health problems because a lot of like young students who weren't even like, you know, grown enough to understand what was happening were facing this on a daily basis when they go to school, when they go to work, when they go to BART station. It was just, you know, although like we all face mental health issues, this was definitely like rampant among the Asian American community. It's really sad to see that young people are having like, you know, are facing mental health issues, and like this brings me to like monkeypox, because I know that a lot of young people are also worrying about monkeypox, because this affects them not just like health-wise, but also like their physical appearance.
It affects like how like, I mean, I was seeing like all on the internet how like it was hard for everyone that caught the monkeypox to like to do things, and it was like bringing so much like sadness, anger, and, like frustration, and like depression and anxiety in the public, like when they all started hearing about the like monkeypox, I guess. I was like seeing it all through like social media, and as for myself, I was really like I wouldn't say like afraid, but it was, I don't know, I was like kind of a little bit scared. It was just so random.
To add on to what Tusu said about like affecting your appearance and stuff, I feel like social media has like a big influence on kids too. So like all the models and stuff, and it just makes a lot of the high schoolers or like kids like feel insecure about themselves. So I feel like the monkeypox is something that can have a big impact on you physically and mentally.
Yeah, it's really funny how like a lot of people are more afraid of the monkeypox than the COVID-19. Cause like when the COVID-19 first started, it was like nobody really cared about it. But the monkeypox, everyone is like worried cause of the supports like you get on your appearance and everything. And well, in general, we're just so concerned about our skin, and it just creates like more fear on young people's. And it's not just in America, it's like worldwide.
Oh, I have a question for y'all. Like, how did y'all feel about it?
I think when it first started, I wasn't that worried, because it was just like one person I heard about the story. And then when I saw it more frequently, I began to get scared. I was like telling my dad, like, this is something serious. Like, we just got out of, like, we're still in COVID-19, but it just got better, and now we're having monkeypox. So it was really scary, but at the same time, I guess we just have to stay on it.
Yeah, for me, I didn't really know much about it, so I didn't really care for it or worry about it. But I started seeing a lot of stuff, so it looked bad too. So how do you even get it? You know, how do you even get monkeypox?
Monkeypox is like spread from person to person contact. You need to be directly touching like any body fluids that are like infected for you to get the monkeypox.
My symptoms are like includes fever, rash, headache, muscle aches, and back aches, and like skin to skin contact.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time.
Thank you.